Port. I tasted it in Lisbon, in a 17th century stable turned restaurant turned tourist trap before I turned 30. The food there was good. Croquettes, cheese, olives like hosts on communal platters, a circle of fish, rice, vegetables. I wanted only vegetables. And glasses. And glasses and glasses. Long stems, short stems, wide mouths, curls, flutes, in lines above our spoons. It's good, the port. The proprietor stood at my elbow. From the fields of Oporto, by the sea. Taste. And he leaned close to pour a mouthful. It's sweet, he said. Then I reached for the tiniest wine glass, the littlest one, the size of an orange blossom, kiss-shaped. Touched it to my lips, received. Oporto, cool nectar, the singing workers of the field, salty sea breeze, Oporto, syrup over my tongue, honeyed. Drink. And I swallowed. And the hardness of the dirt, the chill, the rocks, Oporto is a stony shore. And the thick-necked beer bottles of the hand who picked lodged in my throat, and I coughed.